person interviewing for the Salisbury Oral History Project, Mr. William Hallahan. I'm interviewing him on the 14th of November, 1996, at his home at 3 Highland Lane in Canaan. Mr. Hallahan, would you give me your birth date?
February 2nd, 1912.
1912? Mm. And where were you born?
Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. And when did you come to Lakeville?
Shortly after I was born.
Did you?
Yeah.
Within a few months or a couple of years?
Less than that, even. Probably maybe a month.
Hmm. Can you give me your parents' names?
Mm-hmm. My father's name was Patrick Hallahan. My mother's name was Bridget Hallahan.
Mm-hmm. Do you know her maiden name?
No.
Where were they born?
Well, my mother was born in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was born around Lakeville.
Oh, he was born around Lakeville.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know you said earlier that you didn't know their birth dates. Do you have a rough idea of how old they were when you were born?
I don't think I can tell you that.
All right. Where did you live here in Lakeville?
On the mill mine estate. My father was caretaker there.
Mm-hmm.
That's up near Hotchkiss School.
Is that now it's a low building that's painted gray with white trim?
Yes. It's been purchased by some group over there, and I think they're having dancing school and thing there. It's on the left side, just before you get to the Hotchkiss property.
Dancing school, is that a change? How much of a change is that from when your family lived there?
Altogether different, because we just lived there because my father was a caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
And this group now has just taken it over recently. And I can't remember the name of the group.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have had two sisters. One died 2 years ago. And the other one is living in California.
Are they older or younger than you are?
The one who passed away was older, and the other one is younger.
Mm-hmm.
By 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school?
Well, first of all, it was a parochial school in Lakeville.
Oh, was there?
Yes. Do you know where the Masonic Building is in Lakeville?
Yes.
Well, it's the building on the Lakeville, on the center side of town.
Mm-hmm. Closer to town?
Yes, because it's just I think there's a roadway going between the two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And up on the top of the hill was a convent. It was a parochial school. And
on top of the hill where St. Mary's is now?
Yeah, well, in back of where this school was.
I see.
And I don't know exactly what goes on there now, whether it's apartments or what, but it's a big building.
Do you recall the name of the school?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. Yeah. Let's just stop for a minute and let me check. What did the school building look like then? Do you recall?
Just the same as it looks now, except the color is different.
Do you recall the color?
No, no.
Did your sisters also go to St. Mary's?
Yes, yes.
And which teachers do you recall from school?
They were nuns.
Were they?
Yeah, so I don't remember their names. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there any teachers you recall, not so much their names, but the kind of people they were, the way they taught?
Well, they were great people.
Were they?
And they were quite strict.
Mm-hmm.
And if the pupil didn't do as they said, they were sent up to the priest.
And what happened then?
I don't remember. I didn't know, but I guess he straightened them out.
You guess he what?
He straightened them out.
I see. I take it from what you say that you never visited the priest?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Oh, yes. Very close. Mm-hmm. And all the priests over there, they're a pretty nice bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the nuns were nice, too. And
but strict, as you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when you say strict, what do you mean?
Well, there was no fooling around, and if someone really didn't obey, the nun would get a big ruler out. They'd have to hold your hand out there, and she'd hit you a good many times with it. So
wrap you on the palm of your hand.
On the palm of your hand, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what subjects were taught in school at that time?
Gee, I don't remember. That's so many years ago. What I can imagine is writing, reading, and the normal.
Mm-hmm. Arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
Any languages?
No, no. Because you see, it was this school closed when I was in the third grade.
Oh, I see. And when you were about 8 years old?
About that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we went down to the public school, which was where the post office is now.
The Lakeville post office?
Yes.
Oh. How many grades were in the school at that time?
There were eight grades.
Through eighth grade.
Yes. I went down there when I was in the third.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the public school.
Mm-hmm. And you stayed there through eighth grade?
Yes, and then the high school was upstairs in that same building.
Oh, really?
So, until the new school was built, you know, in Salisbury, between Salisbury and Lakeville, our class was the first class to go there and graduate, although the class ahead of us held our graduation exercises there.
I'm not sure I understand. Your class was the first class to graduate at the new school?
To go there and graduate, where the class ahead of us graduated from there ahead of us, you see. They finished their senior year at the Lakeville High School. The old
and
school.
Graduated there.
And graduated from the new school.
I see. Now, did you then have your senior year at the new high school?
Yes.
And then graduated
yes.
from the new high school.
Mm-hmm.
About how many people were there in your grade school class?
Gee, I don't remember. It didn't seem as though there were too many.
Maybe a dozen?
I would say about a dozen, maybe 15.
Mm-hmm. And what about the high school class?
Our graduating class had 16.
Did it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there were about 80 students in the high school. So you see, we weren't too large.
No, it was a small class.
Yeah.
Do you recall what the old Lakeville school looked like?
Sure. I can give you a picture of it.
Oh, like very much to see that. Mm-hmm. Yes, like very much to see that. Who are the teachers that you particularly remember in grade school or high school?
Well, when I went down there in the third grade, Miss Argall.
Argall?
Argall.
A-R-G-A-L-L?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next, I think it was third and fourth there, and then the next class was taught by Miss Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seventh and eighth was taught by Miss Mahar.
Mahar.
She mm-hmm. finally married Bob Eggleston.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a great teacher.
What do you remember particularly about her?
she was real nice, and a good teacher, and she really drilled us and make us repeat things until we got them right.
Repeat as a class or individually?
Well, individually.
You stand up and recite?
Yes.
Well, fine if you knew it, not so good if you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I just want to pick up on something you said earlier. Were there sometimes two grades together, like third and fourth grade would be in the same room?
In the same room, yeah. And then fifth and sixth would be in the next room, and then the seventh and eighth would be the next room.
Mm-hmm. What about high school? Was that true then, too?
All four classes were in high school.
And was there in high school, did you go to different teachers for different subjects, or were you in the same room with one teacher?
We would have a different teacher for English and math and Latin. I forget what the other one was.
That's the English, math, Latin, history?
History, yeah, that would be the other one.
So you would go around to the different rooms where the teachers were?
In certain classes we would, but then the other class we'd be in the main study hall. And there were, pardon me, there were probably 80 students in the high school.
Who were the high school teachers you especially remember?
There was a Miss Simonton.
What did she teach?
English and French. It's hard to remember.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Let me see. There was a teacher from Cana, and I just can't remember her name at the moment.
What did she teach?
I think she taught English. And maybe math. And then the principal taught math and geometry, and of course we'd have him in the higher grades in the freshman class.
Do you recall his name?
Mr. Loring was after Mr. Mosley.
Mr. Mosley?
Mosley.
Mosley.
Mosley, yeah.
What was he like?
Great guy.
Was he?
And a good athlete. And he used to, he was a coach too. So he coached us in baseball. Real nice guy.
What other sports did you play?
Basketball, baseball. And that was, we didn't have a basketball hall at that time, but Roberts Hall. Do you know where that was?
No,
well,
tell me.
It's where the Chinese restaurant is.
Oh, yes.
And that was a three-story building, and the basketball floor was on the top floor. And so, you see, we didn't have that until my sophomore year, and we were fortunate enough in Lakeville to get an athletic director by the name of Mr. Hemmerly.
Hemmerly.
And he was a great guy. And good athlete and a good coach. So we started basketball in our second year. And of course, a lot of us didn't know anything about basketball because living out of the village, we wouldn't get to see the old timers play. And they were real big guys. So, of course, then Mr. Henley had a whole bunch of green kids. So what he did was to form a league in the town, and the high school would be one team, and the American Legion, the men's club, and I can't remember the other teams at that time, But it gave us a chance to learn basketball from these big guys.
Mm-hmm.
The first game I ever played in was against the American Legion team, and the center was about 300 pounds.
That sounds pretty scary to me.
Well, I'll tell you, on the jump ball and on the walls at the end were water pipes, for heating the building. And when we jumped, he stuck his stomach out and hit me, and I didn't gain my equilibrium until I hit those pipes.
Oh.
But it was a good experience.
Well, you mentioned old-timers. From what you say, then, there were some sort of basketball league or groups among the older men in the town?
Before that time, they were all big guys, and it was quite serious basketball that they played.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good experience for us to play against those fellows.
These were men who lived in the town,
yes,
who just happened to like,
yeah,
basketball, mm-hmm, and got together on some kind of schedule and played every once in a while.
Yeah, and they used to play different towns.
Oh.
And of course, that's the way basketball was in those days. And like Millerton would have a team, and Sharon, Canaan, Amenia. So it made a good league.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we weren't allowed at that time. We were allowed at that time to play with the older men. But by the time I got to be a senior, we could play with the town team as well as the high school. And that's where I played a lot of basketball.
Oh, so when people got to be a senior, if they were good enough, and if the men's team wanted them, they could play both as a member of the high school team and as a member of the man's team.
In fact, that's the way it was when I was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
I played with the town team and the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my
well, you must
exercise.
Have been a pretty good player.
Well, I was taller. In those days, I was 6'3". And I never ran across a fellow any taller than I was.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, they've really grown since that time.
Well, you must have not stuck out, but stuck up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tell me, what did you do in the summer times?
Well, when I was a young guy, I used to caddy in the morning, and in the afternoon, that was at the Hotchkiss Golf Course.
I see.
And then in the afternoon, we'd spend the afternoon in the lake, canoeing and tipping canoes over and righting them and trying to get back in. So we kept busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I worked on the mill mine estate all summer.
What kind of work did you do?
Well, taking care of the lawn, the gardens, the driveways, and they had cows, a couple cows and horses, and in the summertime, saddle horses. So we'd have to get hay for them, and then with the saddle horses, we'd clean them off and put the saddles on and bridles so the mill line girls could go horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. And the pay was good, too, for a kid. 50 cents an hour.
50 cents an hour and to work on the mill mine place.
Yeah. And $24 a week for a man was good pay in those days.
Mm-hmm. How big was the mill mine estate?
I don't know how many acres, but it ran from the Hotchkiss border down past the restaurant that's on the Hotchkiss Road.
Oh, what's now the Woodland?
Woodland, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a big estate.
And how large was the family?
The mill mine family?
Yes, when you were living there and working there.
Let me see. Five counting the Mr. and Mrs. Lomine.
Mm-hmm. So they had three children, two girls,
yes.
And a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you did on holidays.
Play ball or something. And of course, there were town activities on holidays, you know, 4th of July and things like that, parades. And
what was the parade, July 4th parade, like then?
Well, I think the firemen would be included in it. And I can't remember what else.
Mm-hmm. Where did they parade?
Well, in Salisbury.
Did they start at the library, where they do now, or someplace else?
I don't remember, but it was around Salisbury someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's been many years ago.
Yeah. And they parade on Main Street?
Yeah.
To the cemetery?
Yes.
Tell me about some other holiday celebrations when you were growing up.
Well, of course, Thanksgiving was always a good one. And there wasn't much activity in those days, but and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about, as I remember, that's about the only interesting thing.
Where'd you get your turkey?
Well, we used to raise some turkeys and ducks and geese and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And so we generally got our own.
Mm-hmm.
And pigs. We had
pigs?
Pork. Yeah.
Did you smoke any of the meats then?
Yes. The pigs. They'd hang them up and I think they used cedar wood to smoke these animals with.
Mm-hmm. Where was the smokehouse?
Out in the backyard.
Of your house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a greenhouse out there and a barn for the horses and a barn for the cows and then chicken houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an estate.
Yes, and a lot of work should be done,
yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Who did the smoking, your father or
my
your
father
mother?
My father did, because it was a smokehouse out there, you see, and he would take care of all that.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a vegetable garden?
Well, I guess so.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a great one, and my father, I think, was probably the best gardener around, and everything, a big strawberry patch. And peas and corn and everything.
Did your mother can or
yes.
preserve?
Strawberries, raspberries, and there we had apple trees, pear trees.
Oh my.
And a grape arbor.
Mm-hmm.
So we ate well.
It certainly sounds as though you did eat very well. Did you help to take care of the vegetable garden?
Oh, yes.
You mentioned taking care of the animals.
Yeah. And had to pick the vegetables in the morning. And there was the Milwine family, and they had a chauffeur, his family. And there was a lady who, there was a little house near where we lived, in fact, right across the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady there who had been friends of the mill mines, and she would be there all summer. So that would be one of the, another lady who would use the vegetables, and the mill mines had three or four maids there. So it took a lot of vegetables to...
It's a lot of picking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd go out in the morning and pick vegetables for the mill mine family and your family,
yep.
And for the
for
other
everybody.
People.
Yeah, I can remember picking 30 quarts of strawberries in the morning.
Really?
And the peas, lots of peas, asparagus, rhubarb, you name it.
You must have learned to be a pretty good vegetable gardener, too.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I could get by. I've always had a garden out back here.
Mm-hmm. Where did your father learn to garden? You said he was such a good gardener.
Well, he worked at Mr. Parsons' place, and the Parsons and the mill mines were related. So when after my father worked at mill mine or Parsons for a certain time, he decided he wanted to do something different. So the Parsons told him that the mill mines needed a caretaker, so he went there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, I don't know what the Parson family did to earn a living.
I don't really know. As far as I know, they were retired.
And how did your father learn vegetable gardening there?
I don't know. Just natural, I think.
Mm-hmm. They had a vegetable garden and he took care of it?
I don't know, because that was so far back, and I can imagine he probably did.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember you saying that he had been born here.
Yes.
In Lakeville.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take it went away for a while after he grew up. And then
no, he died in Lakeville.
Mm-hmm.
So his whole life was in Lakeville.
How were you born in Syracuse then?
Well, my mother came from Ireland, and her folks came before she did. And when it was time for my sisters and I to be born, why, she'd go up there. Of course, the hospitals were better and everything. So then, when she was able to come back with us, why, we'd come back to Lakeville.
I see. So she'd stay with her family where they could help her,
yeah,
and take care of her,
yeah,
and then come back.
Yeah.
Was there a hospital in the area at all at that time?
Well, Sharon Hospital, I think, was there because it's been there as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Winston and Torrington, because I had my tonsils out in Torrington Hospital.
Charlotte Hungerford?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would have been, how old were you, do you recall?
I was a youngster because I raised Holy Cane there.
What'd you do?
I hollered. I don't think I even stayed overnight.
They wanted to get rid of you fast, didn't they?
I wanted to get rid of them.
Who was the family doctor?
Dr. Bissell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd go around horse and wagon and had a little handbag with him, and he was a good man.
He came to visit your house?
Yes. Yeah, he'd visit everybody.
Do you recall what he was like as a person?
A real nice man. A real nice guy. And a good doctor.
Mm-hmm. A nice guy because he paid attention to children, or he was very gentle, or
he was nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, he lived in town, did he?
Yes. Do you know where Walton Street is?
Yes.
Well, you come up Walton Street and right across the main drag, he was in that house there.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an idea of what Lakeville looked like when you were growing up? You've mentioned the school where the post office is now.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Roberts Hall,
mm-hmm,
with the basketball gym on the third floor.
Yes.
What was on the first two floors?
A store. And then later, the post office was in there. And Then, of course, they moved down to where they are now.
Mm-hmm. And what was across the street?
Well, the buildings that are still there, that are there now, I think they're all the same.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to remember, at one time there was a jewelry store, wasn't there?
There was one up on top of the hill, where the Salisbury Bank and Trust Company was. There was a drugstore right on the corner, and then on the lower side of that building was the jewelry store, and then there was O'Loughlin's Meat Market.
I'm sorry?
O'Loughlin's Meat Market was mm-hmm. the next little building.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now that was on which side of the street?
As you go toward Millerton, it was on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel was on the other side. I think that was the Gateway Hotel.
The Gateway?
Yeah.
Now, about where was that in relation to the grade school and the high school?
Well, of course, that was up on the hill. And then, of course, the grade school and high school was down on the flat.
Mm-hmm. So up on the hill as you're going towards Millerton?
Mm-hmm.
Is the building still there?
I have the pictures of them. I'll show you.
Okay.
The drugstore was in the first part, and then there was a grocery store, and then a plumbing business, all in that same building with apartments up overhead.
I see. Tell me, how did you get around during those years? Horse and buggy?
Yes, and by putting one foot ahead of the other.
Did you do a lot of walking?
Yes, a lot of walking. We'd have to walk to school.
I wanted to ask you how you got
in fact, to school. When they opened up the new school, the one that's there now,
mm-hmm.
we lived 1.9 miles from the school. And you'd have to live 2 miles away in order to be able to ride on the bus. So we walked.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you?
Gee, I don't remember. But when I was a senior, I had to get a car. So we were able to ride back and forth in that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bus driver would, you know, we felt that we could walk up that 1/10 mile and get on the bus there, but it wouldn't.
You couldn't do it.
No,
they wouldn't let you do it.
No. So you see, things weren't as rosy as people think in those days.
Well, from what you say, there was a lot of hard work.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking care of a big vegetable garden, taking care of a lot of different kinds of animals.
But that would be included in the day's work. You see, we'd go to work in the morning and work until 4:30 in the afternoon, so then we were on our own.
What time did you start in the morning?
I think it was probably around 7:30 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
We worked 8 hours a day.
You're talking now about the summer when you
yes.
when you worked on the mill line estate.
Yeah, and then we didn't do anything from September until June.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after school?
Well, we were always around through the woods and doing something like that, playing ball, and of course we were right near Hotchkiss School, and I'd attend every athletic game or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was football, baseball, and gymnastics, and swimming. The coach up there didn't like basketball because that was an inside game, and he wanted all the guys to be on the outside. And then there was skiing, sliding. And in those days, we didn't have much traffic on the highway, so we'd slide down the main road.
Oh, on what?
On sleds.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sleds?
They're some kind of a racer. I forget just what it is, but they were fairly long, probably 6 feet long or so, or 5 feet. And get two or three people on them, you know, going down the main highway.
Were they those flat boards that curled in front?
They would just curl up a little bit, and then they had the steering, the little board across there that you'd steer with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we all had skis.
Let me just check the tape here and see where we are. Tell me what kind of skiing you did. Was it cross country, downhill, jumping?
Cross country and regular skiing, and we had small jumps.
Did you?
Yeah, I never went over that real big jump in Salisbury, but they had a little jump on the side of it, which was fairly big, and mm-hmm. we used to go on that.
Do you recall what the drop was on that little jump, what you call the little jump?
No, I don't remember, but it was right alongside of the big one, but nowhere near as big as the big jump.
Mm-hmm. From what you say, a lot of people around town skied then.
Yes, well, the Satcheries were the ones who really brought skiing into the town of Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're responsible for the ski jump, I think. In fact, I think it's called Satchery Hill.
Yes, I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah. And they were really good. They were professionals.
Were they?
Yeah.
Did you see them? Jump?
Sure, sure. And then Richie Parsons made the Olympic ski team, and he was a Salisbury boy.
Mm-hmm. What year was this roughly?
Gee, it's hard to relate time.
Mm-hmm.
But it must have been, let me see, probably 1929
mm-hmm.
or 30.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was when Richie was on the Olympic team. But of course, there are other people, other skiers from Norway or wherever they're from, were in Salisbury, and they were all skiers, and they were all real good ones.
Well, now my mind's going along two tracks. Richie Parsons, now you had mentioned earlier that your father had worked for some people named Parsons.
Yes, no relation.
No relation. No. Was Richie Parsons somebody you went to school with?
Yes, he was ahead of me in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great ball players too, as Donnie Parsons and George Parsons, who was killed in the service, and Charlie Parsons.
George Parsons was killed in World War II?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Norwegian skiers. They would come over just to ski in Salisbury?
They came there and lived. They lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And Zetterstrom was another one. And there were quite a few.
And you said they were very good skiers,
oh, yeah.
along with the Satries.
Oh, yes. They were all professionals.
How did they earn their living?
I think they probably worked at that handle shop up there in on the road to Mount Raggy. There's a handle shop up there. They used to make bowls and all that kind of thing.
Bowls?
Wooden bowls. And
for a salad and
yeah,
that sort of
yeah.
thing? Handle shop.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it, the handle shop. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's still there or not, but it's right alongside the brook that comes down from the mountain.
Yes. I know that brook.
Hmm.
Who owned that place, do you recall?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure whether the Warners had anything to do with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm. So they made wooden bowls and other wooden things?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what all they made, but it was they made a certain type of wood too, and you could smell that wood all over town, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they were working. It smelled good.
And That's, I take it a lot of the skiers who came from the Scandinavian countries worked there.
I'm not sure how many, but, and then they started making skis too.
Oh, really? Where did they make those?
In the knife shop in Lakeville.
Oh, the Holly?
Holly, yeah. Yeah. Of course, that was a big thing, the knife shop. They had a big panel of exhibition knives and everything that was at the World's Fair. Well, I won't say which year it was, mm-hmm. but they had that display in the shop there for a mm-hmm. long time. I remember seeing it. All kinds of knives.
Was, when you were a boy, was the factory still going then, the Holly factory?
Yes, yeah.
Were they making knives at that time, or skis, or both, or something else?
Well, they were making knives for a long time, and then I think the ski business came in there, the Satries made the skis. That was when skiing was beginning to get quite popular, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, who owned the factory at that time? Do you recall?
I don't know whether it was Holly or what. I don't know. I don't remember.
And
then across the street from that, right next to the pond, that was called the Factory Pond.
I know the factory used that in the early years when they were making cannon. Did they, was it used at all in manufacturing when you were a boy?
It seems to me they were, but I think it was knives.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Oliver has his place right there too, you know, now. The recreation place.
Yes, the fitness center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the basement, I think.
Yeah, because I stopped in there the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Peter wasn't there, but they have a lot of things there.
Wanted to see what it looked like now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just check this tape again. I think I'm going to